My grandmother claimed that the fairies were fallen angels, that when Lucifer defied God, and he was cast into hell as a demon and a devil, and the other ones were cast with him, who went with him. There was another bunch who stayed with God, so they were good angels. Another bunch did nothing. They didn't go with God or with Lucifer, so he couldn't have them in heaven, so he threw them out into an underground. Now, they all had the power of good and evil, because they were powerful angels. And they lived in the underground. And there's a story in Placentia about a little girl, I think her name was Anne-Marie O'Keefe. And in one fall in September, she and her father and mother went for a ride in the horse and carriage between Placentia and Colonnade. And as they were getting near a gravel pit, he said, "I wonder, are the partridge berries ripe?" And the mother said, "Well, we'll go in that in a gravel pit and check." And they had a container in the carriage, so they took that, and the little girl went with them. She was wearing a little rayon dress and white bobby socks, patent leather shoes. She had curly hair. She was 5 years old. And she was picking them too. But all of a sudden, she went around a knob, and she couldn't find her parents. They couldn't find her. And as it was getting dark, they had searched and called, no answer. So they went back to Placentia and got their friends to come in with lights, and they hunted all night, no sign of Anne-Marie. And 5 or 6 days after, there was a man came home from the States. And when he was passing the gravel pit, the driver told him about how they were searching for this little girl, that they were looking for her body because they figured she had died from the cold. September can be kind of cool at night, and she wasn't wearing warm clothes. So the man was watching, and as they passed the gravel pit, he said, "There's a little girl in there sitting on the stump." And the man went back. Sure enough, she said she was Anne-Marie. She was waiting for her parents. And they took her, and they said, well, they would bring her to her parents, so she went with them. And when they brought her down to the parents' home, they were so overjoyed. They didn't believe that they would ever see their little girl again. And her hair was no tangles in it. Her socks were as white as snow. Her dress was clean. And she told them that after, just before dark, when she was looking for them, three little strange-looking people came towards her, took her by the hand, and they took her to a big tree where there was bushes. And they parted the bushes, and the ladder, they went down in the underground, cozy spot down there. And the older one, she figured she was grandmother fairy, and she rocked her and sang to her, and she cried because she was missing her parents. And they were all nice to her, and they sang the song. They made pancakes for her, and a special flower for her, and they fed her. And that day, it was the fifth day, the grandmother said to her, "You go out to the gravel pit and sit near the road on the tree stump, and you'll be found." So that's what she did. And when she was home, she told her mother about how good the fairies were to her, how kind they treated her. And the man that brought her, he said, "When she's 21, a man will come to your door, tall man, wearing a top hat and tails. But don't let him see her." So sure enough, when she was 21, the mother kept her upstairs all day. About 2 o'clock, the knock came on the door. And when she answered it, the guy in the top hat and tails asked to speak to Anne-Marie. And the mother squeezed a few tears, and she said, "My son, we lost her a long time ago, and we still miss her." He said he was sorry, and he asked her forgiveness for bothering her. And he went on. And Anne-Marie lived normal life. She got married, had children, and there was never any sign that the fairies had done any harm to her. And there's a legend that says, if you glimpse the fairy world, you'll never be content in this world again. But apparently it didn't apply to her. Now there's another story where they did evil. I did a support workers course, almost 60, at the vocational school, trade school in Placentia. And we had 16 weeks of classes, and we had every second week we had to go to a person's home, take care of someone that was, you know, needed help. Or there was a personal care home in Dunville, and that's where I went for this my second place. And there was a woman there. She was kind of odd. She didn't mingle with the crowd, and she was kind of unfriendly, really. And in the room with her, she was had her own corner. There was another room, a woman, who had a varicose ulcer. So the lady that owned the home said to me one day, Alice, could you give that lady with the ulcer a bed bath? I said, no problem. And when I went in, this one's name was Anne, and she was sitting on her bed, crushing on the crows because they were making noise outside. And she said, suppose I got to go out now? I said, no, you know, Anne, you can stay right there. I'll get the screens in the corridor and I'll screen the lady off and give her a bed bath. So she liked that. And she got friendly with me. So two or three days I had to do that for this other lady. And each time, so one day she said to me, I'm going to show you something. And she pulled up her top and she had a false breast. And she took that out and nothing, only scar tissue all around where the breast should be. And I said, did you have to have that off for your breast off for cancer? No, my dear, she said. The fairies did that to me when I was 10 years old. I went berry picking with some place in Placentia Bay. Now, she didn't say where. And she went blueberry picking. And she said, I got a stray from the other girls. And she said, just before dark, I was crying. I couldn't find them. They went home and said that they couldn't find her. They had lost her. And just before dark, three strange-looking little creatures came, caught her by the hand, and took her to the same thing, to a big tree where the parrot and the ladder went down, and they took her down. Now, her grandmother had told her that if the fairies ever took her, not to eat their food because she'd never get back. So when they tried to feed her, she wouldn't eat, and she cried and screeched, and I guess she got on her nerves. So she climbed up the ladder and ran away, and they didn't come after her. And she hid by the side of a big rock, and after she dozed off. And after a while, here she felt the rocks pounding her. The three that had brought her down to the underground now had come, and they were pelting rocks at her. And where she was kind of lying on one side, it was only on one side that she was all cut and scared. So the next day morning, when the searchers found her, she was lying in a pool of blood and unconscious. So they took her out to the small community. They went by boat to the old general hospital. And she was there for 4 months trying to heal up the scars. And when the time for her breast to grow, one grew, but the other one didn't. It was only scar tissue. And I couldn't describe her really as unfriendly, but there was something about her. She wouldn't come out and take part in the, like when they had bingo or had games or entertainment. She would want to stay in her room. She would only come for her meals and go back to the room. And so when I got friendly with her, she said to me, I said, how come you're here in this home? She said, when I got better and went home, she said, they moved the people out of the community. So she said, I moved to another place. And she said, then when I got old, I had to come to this personal care home. And she said, I said, were you ever anywhere else? Oh, yes, she said. I worked in St. John's when I was a teenager during the war years. And it was so exciting, she said. You didn't even have to go out because the street lights at night, you could see everything. And the soldiers and sailors passing by, and it was a boarding house. And so she worked there until she was 20. And the lady got sick, and they closed up the boarding house. So she went to the settlement wherever her people had gone. And then when she got old, she came to Dunville to the personal care home. So that was an example of evil that the fairies do. The other one was the good fairy, the good they do. So.